This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989, and we will fill in the rest. The patient is Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, Armstrong, A-R-M, like Mary, S-T-R-O-N-G. Date of birth, January 25th, 1991. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Armstrong with bilaterally small kidneys and lithium nephropathy. Her last visit was February 17th of this year. Her weight is unchanged. She is trying to follow a plant-based diet to help improve kidney function, and creatinine levels have improved slightly. She did have a flood in her home, and so now she's living with her parents while her main dwelling is being restored. She denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. And I want to highlight several mood stabilizing medications. Lamictal and DES, like Sam. Let's change that. It's Pristiq, P-R-I-S-T-I-Q, 50 milligrams daily. Also, she's on Tapazole, 5 milligram on Mondays and Fridays for history of overactive thyroid, and several supplements. Physical exam, weight 215 pounds, pulse is 73. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender without ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 20th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.14, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.2, sodium 137, potassium 5, carbon dioxide 21, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, bilaterally small kidneys with improved renal function, and 2, lithium nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.